760mortgage.com.
Premier Financial Services is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee. 4821, an equal housing lender. NMLS 266214.
AM 1160.
Welcome to Healing Your World Radio with your host, Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. Marlene will share pivotal information with you that will allow you to produce happiness, health, and healing. And now, the host of Healing Your World, Marlene Bazak.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. We've got a great show for you. I'm so excited. We've got a guest on the show that has a lot of experience with similar interests that I have, which is happiness, health, and healing. And as you know, I'm an acupuncturist, and I help people find their life's passion. And I do that by igniting their energy and igniting their chi. Thanks for that combustion, that spark, that energy, that lightning. And that's what it takes sometimes, and usually all the time, to really find your true passion. And if you find your passion, you can find that happiness. And if you find your passion and you don't have that happiness all the time, you know that you can create it at any time, at any moment, no matter what, because it's that feeling that you want to go back to, that feeling, that stillness, that calmness that I actually felt when I did get hit by lightning many years ago. And that stillness, even though people think that it's, oh my goodness, you know, you got hit by lightning, that must have been catastrophic. And actually, it wasn't at all. It was like time stopped. The stillness of knowing that something so powerful had aligned itself at that moment, at that time. And what I realized as years went by, and I found my life's passion in healing people, that it's that stillness that I help people receive. And I do that through acupuncture and massage therapy. Now, I've got a guest on the show today, and hello, Scott.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. And we have on the show Scott Schmerin, and he is a neuroperformanceologist. Now, I have heard of neuro, that's nerve and brain, and performance. Of course, we love to have high performance in our life, and you must study that because you're an ologist.
I am. It's my life's passion. I'm always trying to figure out ways, new ways of how the mind works and how I can apply it to help my clients better their lives.
Great. And that's what I do, too. And that's why I think it's going to be an amazing show. And for our listeners out there, you know, stay with us because we've got a lot of really great information and tools, tools that you can actually apply to your life. So, Scott, can you explain what neuroperformanceologist is?
Well, basically, neuroperformanceology is understanding how your mind works at a conscious level and a subconscious level, and then using different tools to help people achieve what they want to achieve, overcome the obstacles and challenges they face in their life, and create their vision and really make it the reality of their life so they can live the life of their dreams.
Yes, excellent. And, you know, some people aren't familiar with this idea of subconsciousness. I know that in my work, you know, it seems like, you know, we say, well, and people have heard this, there are many paths to the mountaintop. And the idea is that through the modalities that I use, I'm activating the central nervous system, the autonomic nervous system, to have this relaxed state. So it goes into a healing realm, and it's actually activating the subconscious of the body. So when you're talking about subconscious, I think of, you know, things that we do that we're not conscious of, that we automatically do, that our bodies and our minds automatically do. And it's almost like a protective system, in a way.
In a way it is. Yeah, I think we have it wrong. You know, in our world today, the average person feels they do almost everything consciously, and that the smallest part of their thinking is at the subconscious level. And the reality is just the opposite. Neuroscientists now support this. It's about 10 to 15% of everything we do consciously.
Mm-hmm.
And that means between 80 and 90% of what we do at a subconscious level. And a lot of people think of their subconscious mind controls their emotions and their feelings and their values and beliefs, and they do. But they also control your heart beating in your chest and the blood coursing through your veins and arteries. And
right.
you can tap into that and use it all for healing, physically, mentally, and spiritually, and also for growing and becoming more of the person you want to be, if you can tap into it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, for some people, it might be out of the box a little bit in thinking. And I have learned through my reading and my studies and the workshops that I've done is that the instructions are actually outside the box. And that when what I've seen is when most people want to control things, we just kind of tend to make things a little bit more complicated.
Yes. What I also find, too, is, you know, people say, well, you know, I don't really believe in tapping into the subconscious mind and whatever argument they're going to have. The reality is, whether you believe it or not, your subconscious mind, if you don't take control of it, is being manipulated all the time. Advertising, TV. People say, well, you know, I've never been in a trance, a hypnotic or a meditative state. But you really are. I mean, if you're watching a movie in a movie theater and you're totally engrossed in this 3-hour-long movie, and when it's over, it seems like 10 minutes went by. What happened?
Right.
Your subconscious mind was totally engaged. You became part of the movie. The world stopped.
Right.
You're in your subconscious mind. So
right.
we do that all day long.
Right.
How many people drive to work every day and they don't remember ever driving to work because they do it all the time, yet they got there without hitting anybody, smashing their car. They got there safely.
Gotcha.
They were on autopilot. So we tap into that every day, whether we know it or we don't know it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And now you've got three things that you talk about, and that is what is the neuroperformanceology, and then it's set it, achieve it, and then three is congratulations, you've reached your goal, and what do you do with it now? Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
Well, when we kind of touched on what neuroperformanceology is, it's really tapping into everything that's great about you. You know, I believe that every person has inside of them everything they need to accomplish every one of their goals, dreams, and visions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question of discovering, and many times they're already using the skills they're looking for somewhere else in their life and helping them achieve those things. So setting a goal, achieving it, and then wanting more. I mean, sometimes we think that our destination, we're done. Like, I work with a lot of, like, weight loss clients because I used to weigh 360 pounds, and I've kept off using the things that I teach.
Wow.
I've learned over the years. I've kept off over 180 pounds.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so people think that, well, once I lose the weight, I'll be happy. And once the weight, I'll do this. And once I lose the weight, it'll all be over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what reality is. Reality is it's a lifelong quest. Every goal leads to something new. Every goal leads to a new adventure, a new journey, and it doesn't stop until the day we pass on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's doing those things, and really it's three things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, when somebody wants to make a change or accomplish something great in their life, they have to get rid of the old obstacles and challenges they face.
I agree.
Or the limiting beliefs that they face that get in the way of them achieving it. Two, they need to replace those old limiting values and beliefs with a new and empowering vision in their subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
Of what they really want to accomplish. And then if they do that, we also got to create a daily routine. What am I going to do every day to keep my mind focused on that path? It's like going to the gym and working out. I would love to go to the gym one time, work out, and have a perfect body.
It'd be great.
But, yeah, it's not going to happen, though.
Right.
You got to do something all the time. And really, your mind is the same way. You got to be doing something all the time to move your mind in the direction you want to go. So it's getting rid of the old.
Yes.
Creating new, and then establishing a daily routine that will allow you to achieve it.
Yeah. Well, I always explain to my clients and my patients that you can't fill a full vase. So I have a 9-step process to help people ignite their life's passion. And one of the first things that I go through with people is really discovering what their biggest fears are. So when you talk about obstacles, this is part of the old, right? In your program?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, go on.
Now, I was going to say, so many people struggle with those obstacles and challenges. Like, I always use weight as the example. It's the easiest one to illustrate. They'll lose some weight, then they'll gain the weight back, and then they'll lose some weight, and they don't know why they're gaining it back. But the reality is the old part of them really sees themselves as being heavy as a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for a long time, and they rationalize behavior. So now, when they try to lose weight, what happens? They're going against what they really believe to be true about themselves, which is being heavy is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then put something new in there. And I work with a lot of sales executives and business people, and a lot of them grew up in households where they have very negative value and belief systems towards money and success. So what happens? They have some success in their life, and all of a sudden a little voice kicks in their head saying, what are you doing? Good people like you don't make money like this. Only bad, dishonest people, because money is the root of all evil.
Okay.
And so those things kick in, and then they start to sabotage their success, and they don't even have any idea why. So it's going in there. You got to get those things out of there first in order to make the changes you want to make.
Yeah. Actually, it's the love of money is the root of all evil. Money isn't bad. Money is great, but it's the love of money. If you put money first before a personal relationship or even a business relationship, that's, I think, when a lot of people get into trouble. And, Scott, what's your website?
My website is ultimatevisionarymind.com.
Okay.
And it talks about some of the things I do. It has some of my clients on there that have had some incredible success stories in their life. Some of them have done some really miraculous and amazing things.
Great.
And it talks about what I do, and it's a way for people to reach out to me.
Awesome. So everyone, check out that website and stay with us. Scott's going to talk more about how he's going to help you with renewing your mind and changing those patterns.
AM 1160.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Experiencing side effects from prescription medication? Want to avoid surgery? Recovering from surgery? Have an autoimmune disease? Women's health concerns? Then you need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Located in the Grove Medical Center in Long Grove, Illinois, Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain physical, emotional, and spiritual health. Go to healingyourworld.com and call 844-301-1313.
Do you want to ignite your life's passion? Call Marlene Stanley-Bazek at 844-301-1313. Marlene will explain the criteria to measure and identify your life's passion with a mind-body response using her 9-step program. Learn to overcome fear with joy. You too can ignite your energy, ignite your chi, and find your life's passion. Her unique approach promises to be enlightening. Marlene has received this energy, channels it, and shares it with you to overcome any obstacle in your life and create happiness. Call 844-301-1313.
Do you know someone who has a health condition that's getting worse? Would you like to eliminate chemical toxins in your home, body, and food? Check out GoGreenWithMarlene.info and receive your free ebook, which describes the top 10 toxins you should be eliminating. Or call 844-301-1313 and ask Marlene to find out more. Do you have an autoimmune disease? You need to call Chi Queen Marlene at 844-301-1313. Marlene provides natural solutions to maintain better health. Go to GoGreenWithMarlene.info.
Are you a businesswoman trying to build a successful business? Does your passionate leadership inspire other women to reach their full potential? Christy Ruffino, the president and founder of the Dynamic Professional Women's Network, and radio host Marlene Basek would love to help you become connected into their community so you can form powerful and life-changing strategic partnerships with other women who share your same goals, desires, and values. Visit the website at rdpwn.com for more details about the many ways you can become connected into their DPWN community.
AM 1160.
Welcome back to Healing Your World. For more information about any of the content you've heard on this program, you're invited to contact host Marlene Basak at 844-301-1313 or visit healingyourworld.com. And now, back to Healing Your World. Here's Marlene.
Welcome back, everyone. And this is Healing Your World Radio, and our mission is to attract listeners who want to improve personal growth and business productivity, and we are in a hot discussion. I am on the radio here with Scott Schmerin, and he is a neuroperformanceologist. And Scott, we were talking about getting rid of some old patterns, overcoming some obstacles. creating new patterns and then setting a daily pattern for ourselves, a daily routine to kind of have that sink in. So can you kind of go over or just explain, how do you get from the old pattern to the new pattern? Is it something that how do you work with people to do that?
Most of my clients are on the phone. I have clients all over the United States.
Great.
And other countries. And my process is I ask them a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I take a lot of notes on the questions, on the answers they give me to the questions. And then through that, I construct something that will make sense to them in their subconscious mind. And then what I'll do is I'll bring them down into a very relaxed, meditative state that takes them where they have a doorway, where they have conscious control of their subconscious mind. And then we start applying the changes and the things that we talked about, like starting with getting rid of old values and belief systems that don't serve them anymore, and then moving them on to what they really want and creating a sharp picture of it and making that picture so real that their subconscious mind accepts it as the truth. You know, your subconscious mind, from my perspective, is an all-powerful king.
Yes.
It'll do whatever you tell it to do.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, most people are not telling it very much, and it has the mentality of a two-year-old.
Okay.
So if you tell it something good, it'll say, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell it something bad, it'll say, let's go do that too, and then it'll rationalize why the bad thing is really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I've noticed, and maybe you can please share on this, is that my biggest challenge in my patients is that they want to stay in the past, and yet they expect a change.
Oh, many of them do. In fact, many times a lot of them resist, sometimes not even consciously, moving forward. Or they'll have some success, and then they'll do something to sabotage that success because that old pattern's been around for a very long time, and it doesn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually tell people, I tell everybody, is the greatest tool you have is to become awake and aware of your thoughts. Because if
Absolutely.
You are awake and aware of your thoughts, you can change.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not awake and aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your limiting values and beliefs, and you're not aware of them, how can you change? You can't change something you're not aware of.
Right. So in changing the way we think, my experience in education and knowledge tells me that the way I think shows up in my actions.
Yes.
You know, and so if I'm doing something and I'm not happy about it, I can't blame it on anybody else. I have to, it's almost like a childish behavior. I have to grow up. You know, I have to realize that I'm responsible for my own thoughts.
Yeah.
So now in creating these new patterns, are people writing things down? Is it an exercise that they're doing with you as a process? And
both.
Okay.
There's two parts. I mean, my process is on the producing an audio recording of them that'll allow them for a 20-minute period of time is to go into their mind and tap into their subconscious mind and make the adjustments and changes they need to make.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of their daily routine is writing things down. And the reason I have them write things down, I don't give them any pre-printed anything. I want them to write things out in their own handwriting. That's a skill we're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things we know from neuroscience is that when we write things out in our own handwriting, we believe them to be true.
Yes.
Even if they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it has a huge impact on your mind. And people don't realize that when you're writing something out in your own handwriting, what are you doing? You're holding onto the pen or the pencil. So you're feeling the words being written.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing the words being written. And then almost everybody speaks the words. Either they speak them literally out loud or they're speaking them in their own voice in their mind. So you're engaging the three major modalities.
Yes.
Yeah, which are sight, hearing, and feel and touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very powerful tool. I've been writing out affirmations if they've already happened for years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I weighed 360 pounds, I wrote out the affirmation I have, and I maintain easily every day for the rest of my life, a strong, healthy, lean, attractive, youthful body weighing 175 pounds or less.
Nice.
So where am I today? My weight stays between 171 and 174. It never changes. I've written that affirmation out thousands upon thousands of times for years.
Mm-hmm.
I still write it out every day. It's my reality. It's a powerful tool.
It is. And what happens is there's a neurological response in writing something down. I know when I was in acupuncture school, a lot of people were sitting there with their laptops typing, and I preferred, I might have, you know, typed something up, but then I would write everything out before my exams. So I would know exactly. And it worked. It worked. So now I see here, Scott, that you also specialize in stress management. Anxiety, stress, and fear prevent you from living a long, happy, and productive life. The reality is anxiety, stress, fear, and our reaction to them can be controlled. And you can teach people the skills to free themselves from the grip of anxiety, stress, and fear so you can enjoy an incredible life. Sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. And so how do you work with someone with, let's say, in their anxiety? Because, you know, everyone, you know, this is a term in Chinese medicine, we call it something else. But, you know, for simplicity, you know, we're calling it anxiety where people are, they're feeling like they don't have control over their life. Their heart might be racing. They're not being productive in their life. They're questioning themselves. I feel they doubt themselves. They're almost condemning themselves. Now, these are all things that manifest in ourselves from that are from the adversary, or, you know, we could even say the evil thoughts in our world, and how the world actually can control us. So when you're dealing with someone with a high level of anxiety or fear, let's say someone who suffers from panic attacks, okay, how would you treat someone like that?
Well, I mean, it's a big question.
Yeah.
Here's how I would, people always come to me and they say, well, I
sorry
want to have
to
no
put you on the spot,
anxiety
but,
in my life.
Okay.
And the reality is, unless you're buried 6 feet under the ground, you're always going to have stress and anxiety.
Yeah.
And it's not the stress, it's not the things that happen that matter. It's how you react to them.
Yes.
And, you know, the fear they experience is not even real. It's in their minds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fear is a very subtle wire. It'll talk to you in the way it needs to talk to you to get you to be afraid. And really what it's doing is preventing you from doing something you probably really need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can work with those things and also change their associations. If I have a client that has heart palpitations, usually during it's usually a specific thing that triggers it, it's changed their association to that thing that's triggering it and change the association to something that's very positive. Something that's relaxing and something that's enjoyable that they do, and it's changing it. Because what happens is they've anchored that feeling of stress and anxiety to whatever that action is that's causing it to happen. So if we change the association, we change the anchor, they change their experience.
Yeah. Well, and fear is really a snare. It's a trap. So in moving people through that, you know, that it's a wonderful thing you're doing. Now, I also noticed that you work with people. You mentioned about the weight management.
Mm-hmm.
You also work with people with athletic performance,
mm-hmm.
and then stress management and setting goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
my client base is. I mean, I've worked with cancer patients on overcoming the side effects of chemo and radiation, and also creating the expectation that they are going to get healthy and be healthy and cancer free. I have professional athletes, Olympic athletes. I have a CEO of a $1 billion company that I work with, a lot of sales professionals. I speak for a lot of companies, and I work with people for really just about anything they're looking to accomplish in their life.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds great, Scott, and I'm so happy that you're on the show today. And it sounds like you're having wonderful success. I understand that you've been on the Howard Stern Show a couple times.
Yes, I've been on there several times. I've done some other major radio programs, and I was on Oprah years ago, too.
So. Oh, okay, great. So how long have you been doing this kind of work?
I've been studying how the mind works for more than 20 years, and it came out of my struggle with my weight and, you know, losing 100 pounds and then gaining 100 pounds and losing 100 pounds, and why did I always gain weight? And I was miserable, but yet I didn't seem to have any control over myself. And why was I having this internal battle with myself and losing?
Right.
So it came out of that struggle.
I see. Okay, Scott. And I want to mention your website again, Scott. It's ultimatevisionarymind.com.
Yes. And they can also, can also email me directly there. It's scott@ultimatevisionarymind.com.
Okay. Can you say that again?
Sure. scott@ultimatevisionarymind.com. Or, you know, if people want to call me, is it okay if I give my phone?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
Sure. You can reach me directly. My number is 847-331-5848.
Great. Well, Scott, thank you so much for being on the show. And to all our listeners out there, please join me next Saturday as I help you ignite your energy and ignite your chi.
This has been a presentation of Healing Your World Radio with Marlene Bazak, a nationally certified licensed acupuncturist and holistic healer. For more information about Healing Your World Radio, please visit healingyourworld.com or call 844-301-1313.
AM 1160.
It's been said that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. You've heard that, right? Well, that's certainly good advice when it comes to marriage. And this week, we're looking at the biblical defenses that protect our relationships from disaster. Be listening all week to Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Hello, I'm Alistair Begg, and I invite